7 Beach Line. It doesn't finish at the end of the track where the front turbo carriage stands nose to nose with the buffer stop and the single platform slopes to the road. Nor at the solid steel gates beyond, unopened for years, Budleigh arched. Memories run on their own rails. And there, at Crossing Cottage, a bell rings, lights flash, and the barriers swing as a tank engine from Pilning chugs into view. Do I imagine it? Sulphurous garlands of smoke, screech of wheels, brakes hissing, doors flung open, and the crowds from Wales cascade into a day at the beach. It's greyscale, edges curled, like the photo of Auntie Doll and Auntie Maud lolling in deck chair sunshine beside their holiday chalet when we took the trip on the train. No one else recalls, and I can't find that box camera print in any album. Where are they from, these other snaps? It shunts along the line. My eyes screwed tight against the splash of a swimming pool fountain, a rowing boat rocking and tipping as I step in, the shadow of my leg stretching on a lake's surface. The cue to ride the shining airborne horses soaring and swooping to the organ's chords. As I look back along the platform, a blur of steam hovers. This train doesn't have to turn round to return.
Severn Beach. Yes, I remember Severn Beach. The bridge, the road, the sands beneath. Its relentless tides reaching me on the station bench when I believed I had left them behind. But in the shelter with its blue awning, platform empty, the silent line, they came in, my lost. Leaping broken fences, bramble ready with its snares, grey lampposts, patchy gardens, stabling rusted bikes, retired cars. My lost, arriving thick and fast, bounding over the tracks with their unanswered questions, over weedy sidings, ballast sacks, then retreating, leaving me clear to take in Budleigh, its browned flower spikes, stone rubble, litter glinting in shifting light, until more ghosts arrived, surging over bungalows, over tiled roofs spattered with orange lichen, the sapling ash dangling its shadow, willow herb cloudy with seed heads, over washing lines, rusted caravans, stone lions with mossy manes, traffic cones, stacked planks, planters packed with herbs, shining in fresh paint. They surged over pale sleepers, ochre rails, over plastic bins, trumpeting bindweed, over hope and decay. They vaulted all the unfinished stories that had washed up or been ditched at the edge of the line, their mysteries beyond reading. My lost, my forgotten, those I had allowed to recede until they were vague as the horizon failing to draw its line above the estuary, vague as the Severn Bridge where it surrenders to the mist.
train to Seven Beach. There is a day outside the day. The carriage rumbles along, snails up to small stations. This future, we will come to it slowly, through interruptions, breakdowns, staggered stops. The carriage slinks through allotments, hoardings, last year's trackside junk. Late afternoon, almost a private line, a luxury, a Learjet of convenience with a solitary straggle of people. Time to escape everything, if only for a few hours. Such simple transitions, movement, a sunny seat. Once more you are a child with a wide window on the world. A woman, slim as a stick in running gear, gets on at Avonmouth. Her t-shirt emblazoned, this girl can. Rainbow leggings, pink shades. Her two young girls slipstream on scooters. At Seven Beach platform, people spill off, disappear, as though the empty streets had stolen them.